Good morning. I'm Brittany Kirsch.
I'm Taylor Hovey.
I'm Kara Eichen.
And I'm Erin Quinlan. Thanks for joining us for The Bear Facts, your weekly radio show from Bishop Garrigan High School. It's been another busy week for sports here at Garrigan, and the biggest day is probably today. The boys' cross-country team is running down at state this afternoon. The Bears finished second at their district meet a week ago, and Tony Kolash also qualified for state individually. Running at state will be seniors Jake Hamilton and Nick Bronk, and juniors Tony Kolash, Zach Kolash, Tyler Schnurr, Mark Bockler, and Taylor Illig.
Serving as alternates at the state meet are freshmen Ben Fogarty, Josh Hamilton, and Ryan Kenyon. The Class 1A state race will be at 2:30 this afternoon. The site is Lakeside Golf Course at Kennedy Park, just north of the Fort Dodge Airport. Admission is free, but there is a $10 parking fee for each vehicle. We encourage everyone to head down to Fort Dodge to cheer the Golden Bears as they run at state.
This was also a big week for the Golden Bear football team. The district champion Bears got a big win in the opening round of playoffs Wednesday night, defeating West Sioux of Haywarden by the score of 48-21. Bishop Garrigan is now the only team from District 2 left in playoffs. Newell Coob got things started with an interception for a touchdown, and Reese Wadley, Connor Langerman, and David Klein also scored. Brayton Loss was 6-for-7 on extra points to give the Bears an easy win. The Golden Bears now advance to the second round of playoffs. They'll host Hinton on Monday night.
The Golden Bear volleyball team has also been advancing in playoffs. After a tough match in the regional opener, the Bears sailed past Corwith Wesley Laverne Tuesday night to advance to the regional semifinals. We had to record this week's show before their big match with Rockford Rudd Marble Rock last night, but we're hoping a win there advanced the Bears to the regional finals. That game will be next Wednesday at Mason City Newman. The Golden Bear Competition Cheer Squad took first place last weekend at the Triton Invitational in Fort Dodge. They're down in Des Moines today for the state cheerleading competition. The competition cheerleaders include Nicole Bear, Hunter Thiesfeld, Anna Holmeister, Megan Lappy, Mariah McCall, Kylie Fox, Aisha Miller, Sophia Granginette, Sam Borman, Mallory Schultz, and Danielle Plath. Good luck to them as they compete at state.
It's not just sports that have been doing well at Garrigan. Last weekend, five Garrigan musicians made the cut and were selected for the All-State Choir. Seniors Jake Hamilton and Nick Bronk, junior Christian Matthews, sophomore Mariah Bronk, and freshman Levi Capacious will all be performing at the All-State Music Festival.
Levi Capacious was also honored to be selected for the Opus Honor Choir, together with middle school students Sam Trainer, Emma Toole, and Luke Matthews. The All-State Music Festival will be November 21st through 23rd at Iowa State University in Ames. You can watch the festival concert on Iowa Public Television over Thanksgiving weekend. Congratulations to Choir Director Linda Furjack and all the All-State honorees.
Next weekend, Garrigan will host the 2013 Madrigal. There will be a dinner Saturday night, November 9th, followed by a brunch on November 10th. Tickets are still available. Check out the school website for more information and call the school to get your tickets for Madrigal 2013. Nine Garrigan seniors have been preparing to serve as extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion in the Catholic Church. Bailey Kohlhaus, Taylor Hovey, Erin Quinlan, Nicole Bear, Sabrina Book, Dylan Walker, Nick Bronk, Hunter Thiesfeld, and Kara Eichen will all be installed as Eucharistic ministers at our school Mass next Wednesday. They'll be serving at Masses for school and also in their home parishes.
This coming Sunday, for the 10th straight year, Garrigan's Christian Leadership and Action Group will be trick-or-treating. They're not looking for candy, though. Instead, they'll be collecting canned and boxed goods for the Kasuth County Food Pantry. If you see any Garrigan ghouls and goblins knocking on your door Sunday, be sure to help out with non-perishable food contributions.
Last Monday, Garrigan students presented a big check to the American Cancer Society. These were the proceeds from the Pink Outs organized by our athletes and cheerleaders in October. There were Pink Outs at football and volleyball games, a cross-country meet, and even a Quiz Bowl tournament. Altogether, Garrigan raised $1,307.73 to help fight cancer.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on David Klein. Here to tell you about him is Levi Bernhardt.
David Klein had two big touchdowns in the Bears' playoff win against West Sioux last Wednesday. He is one of the leading tacklers on the football team, and he's also close to breaking the school record for fumble recoveries. In winter, David plays guard for the basketball team, and he's also part of the Golden Bear golf team. David will be off to college next year, and we wish him good luck.
Thanks, Levi. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's state cheerleading today in Des Moines and state cross country in Fort Dodge. The Bears will run in the 1A boys race at 2:30 this afternoon. Regional swimming is also going on this afternoon.
Tomorrow, daylight savings time ends, and Christian Leadership in Action will be trick-or-treating for non-perishable food. Monday is the first turn-in day in the magazine drive, and that night, Garrigan hosts Hinton in the second round of football playoffs.
We'll have parent-teacher conferences Monday and Tuesday at the Roschel Center. Tuesday night, the School Improvement Advisory Committee meets. We'll have Mass on Wednesday with installation of the new Eucharistic ministers.
Wednesday night is the volleyball regional final at Mason City Newman. There's no school at Garrigan next Friday, and we hope that the Golden Bears will be playing in the football quarterfinals that night. Next Saturday, there's Quiz Bowl at Algona High. Nurses' aid students will have clinicals that day, and that night is the Madrigal Dinner.
That is the Bear Facts for a very busy week. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.